Can you tell me about some of the other conversations that you've had with people who have been experiencing this?
I talked to a number of people around the country. Many of them are retired, and they live in these 55 and up retirement communities where, you know, maybe they used to own a condo or a house in the past. They sold it. They used up all their cash to buy a mobile home, thinking it would be a good way to save money. And, you know, they would just have to pay for the rent underneath their homes. But now that that rent underneath is skyrocketing, they're really struggling. One woman I talked to, Virginia Rubio in Washington State, has been living in the same mobile home park for 30 years. She currently pays $350 a month to rent the land for her home, and now that's going up to $1,000 a month.
Wow.
So for somebody who receives about $860 a month in Social Security, the math just doesn't work, and she's trying to figure out what on earth she can do.
And what did she say about what it has been like to see the prices go up so quickly? I mean, what's been her reaction?
I mean, I think she's still processing it. She recently got a notice saying that rents would be going up, and it sounds like the entire community is in shock. I mean, $350 to $1,000 a month, I don't know anybody who could absorb that in their housing budget without serious strain. And for a lot of these folks in particular, like Virginia, she owns the actual house that she lives in. And it's very difficult to move a mobile home, especially if it's older. It's next to impossible. And even if you can move it, it costs, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, up to about $15,000 just to move it. So that's not an option. The only option she sees is picking up and leaving, but that means leaving behind her biggest investment, which is her house.
Hmm. And why is this happening? Like, what are the factors at play here that are specifically affecting the mobile home market?
Part of this is a continuation of what we've been seeing for the last decade, which is that private equity firms have been swooping in and buying up these mobile home parks.
Hmm.
Many mobile home parks used to be owned by mom and pop operators, or, you know, they were family owned. But as those owners age out, maybe the next generation isn't so keen on keeping it going. So they're selling to corporate owners. They're selling to private equity firms who are suddenly, you know, very interested and using government-sponsored loans to buy up these properties. They'll usually do some quick renovations, you know, improve the streets, maybe improve some of the plumbing, and then jack up the rent.